Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,138. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. Three Ted Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
I'm on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Comedian Tom Green joins us in studio. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes Canadian. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of 10.
Click, clack.
Drinking it down. All right, here we go. Sad news from Ohio, as lingerie store that doubled as a secret strip club has been closed down. To Wisconsin, where teacher watches as second grader vapes in class. And that made him frown. In Scotland, two riders get randy on a packed city bus. Florida man tries to bribe cop out of DUI by saying, "You're one of us." And man is horrified after his dog finds a sex toy in the bushes bigger than he is. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we spin the category wheel. There it is. Stop chasing the chicken around the studio. Then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who gorged himself on a big, greasy plate of stupid and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All of it's all set. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3,138. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we welcome in the head chef. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes Canadian today. And the reason that the head chef is going Canadian, why would you think that would be? Would it be because of Canadian Thanksgiving, which was just earlier this week? Is that the reason? And we come to find out, Canadian Thanksgiving, pretty well the same food items. Well, you know, as exotic as Canadian cuisine is, yeah, it turns out we share a lot of the same food.
Mm. Also turns out they really don't celebrate Thanksgiving. But yes, Canadian Thanksgiving was this week, so the head chef is going to have some Canadian food. The reason for that, we're going to welcome in comedian Tom Green, who's in town for the weekend. So Tom will be joining us. The head chef will be in the house. And believe it or not, we have some delicious Canadian treats. And these are some
foods. Because he's Canadian.
I say, Tom Green's also Canadian.
Yeah, he's also Canadian.
We don't do this for just anyone.
Yeah, although he's lived in Los Angeles for 30 years. Don't let that fool you, Tom.
He'll tell you he's Canadian.
Tom Green is from Canada. He is a true blue Canadian, mm-hmm. or true red Canadian. I don't know what the right term is there. Is it a red and white Canadian? What are you?
Yeah, you're right. You just say true blue American, but you can't just take our color because we say it.
Sure,
we'll have to ask him.
Either way, L.A. comedian, Canadian, Tom Green joining us on the program. No way Sherlock is back. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And so far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one right. And every time we play Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. Now, in honor of the upcoming Halloween holiday, we ask you.
Spooky.
That's right. You get only one Halloween candy to pick from. That's all you get in your Halloween bag.
Garbage.
And it's got to be one of these four choices, which are awful. Necco wafers, which are chalky and thin.
They're terrible.
They're not good. Licorice.
I'm a necophiliac.
Specifically, black licorice was on the list. Circus peanuts, which are powdery and terrible. And then there was candy corn, which we all agreed is some of the worst crap ever. Now, what we do is we put the poll up for you there. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you get to voting. And based on those votes, the candy you would least want in your bag would be circus peanuts. Only 12% of people said, you know what, just give me circus peanuts, I'll be fine. And number three was the Necco wafer at 22%. So those were the two worst. Believe it or not, black licorice had a very, very strong showing. 33% said you'd have that.
That shocks me.
And the number one thing, just by one percentage point, candy corn. Overwhelmingly, the winner there, 34%. So at least 70% of this poll was either going to be candy corn or black licorice. The other part was the terribleness of the Necco wafer and the circus peanuts.
And to me, in the candy world, black licorice is the base, right? Mm-hmm. Anything considered worse than black licorice, you should not consume it.
And I believe Mike touched on this story in headlines, but this week's men's room poll is from this story that was just in the news the other day. As a family of six was discovered inside a remote farm in the Netherlands, where it is believed they live in isolation for 9 years, according to CNN. The father and five children, who were ages 18 through 25, were found in the small village of Runerwald in the northeastern province. Dutch police said a sixth adult child had left and was the one who alerted police. Although the village had just a few thousand residents, no one knew that the family was there. Police arrested a 58-year-old man who rented the property. Authorities said they are still trying to determine the link between the detained man and the family, and they believe the family has been living there since 2010. For almost 10 years, the family lived in this enclosed area of the property and did not venture outside until this month when the eldest son left. The son visited one of the village's few cafes, looking confused and unkempt. He came in and tried to order a beer one night, but left as the cafe was about to close. The cafe owner told a news outlet in Germany he came in again another night, but for whatever reason, he quickly left. He described him as having long hair, a long beard, and wearing old clothes. Last Sunday,
the guy living in a basement for 9 years.
He came and he sat here on the terrace and he asked me for help. So I tried to speak to him. Didn't get enough info about him, so I asked him to call the cops, the police, so we can help him further. The son said he had never been to school. He had not visited a hairdresser in 9 years.
Again, really?
Local police said they went to the family home after the eldest son said he was worried about his family's living conditions. A team of investigators then scouted the area, conducting a neighborhood sweep and survey, and even used a drone to map out the house from above before entering and then finding the family inside. It is unclear whether they stayed there voluntarily or not. The family wasn't registered in government records. They have now been examined by doctors. Part of the investigation is to find out what the people in the house were doing exactly. There are still many questions. The investigation is still going on. The people were brought to a shelter home where they are being taken care of now and are being asked to tell their story. The mayor spoke to the media and said he never experienced anything like this. I don't believe that most people have experienced anything like this.
You don't have to say that. We know.
With no outside contact with the outside world for almost 9 years. Dutch police said they found them in a small room on the ground floor. Aerial photos of the property show a well-tended garden with what appears to be vegetables planted in neat rows, and the family also had a goat. Images of the property show three rooftops. Some of the doors in the buildings are covered with overgreen greenery. The home was accessible by a bridge over a river the neighbor said was always gated and locked. So you couldn't even get out to where they were. One neighbor said he once tried to get closer but turned back when he saw multiple cameras on the property. Neighbor said they never saw the children, only one man who regularly drove in and out. That's all they ever saw come out of this. We understand that everyone still has many questions, as do we. So, with the idea of this family living in contact from the outside world for 9 years, we drew up a scenario a little bit different than this, but for 5 years, you're going to live a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
In different circumstances altogether. So, for 5 years, here are your choices. You can pick to live with your ex. Now, you know who we're talking about. We don't need to say, well, what ex do you mean?
It's the one that crossed your mind when you said your ex.
You know the one. You know the
that
one.
That one.
The one that you probably wouldn't want to live with. Okay? That's the one we're talking about here. We had this discussion in the living room and brought up a few names, and all of us said, well, yeah, but you know what? You like that person. We like that person. That wouldn't be
not that person.
It's not
right.
That one.
It's the first one you thought of.
Easy.
Right. Yeah, that's no. No, it's the exact one you think it is, and you know who that person is. But for 5 years, you must share a residence mm-hmm. with this person. That is your first choice. For 5 years, you live next up is in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about this, too, because if you live in a tent, you can live anywhere you want. You could be in San Diego and live in a tent.
Sure.
I mean, living in a tent is not going to be easy, but as far as where you live and where you choose to live, that's completely up to you. However, you will be in a tent. And keep in mind, when you go to warmer areas of the country, there's more bugs, there's more things that can bite you.
There's no good place to live outdoors.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I think that's pretty
there's
much the
there's bears in
way.
The north. You know, we all know that there's coyotes out there.
Sure,
there's
sure.
All kinds of wildlife. There's cougars. We've heard it all. So, but you're living in a tent, and you're living in a tent for 5 years. The next choice is, and I know this is going to be hard for a lot of you millennials to figure out that this is a weird thing, but you're going to have to move back in with your parents.
Nope.
For 5 years of your life, you will move back in with your parents. Now, keep in mind, for most of you, your room isn't really there anymore.
Yeah, once you move out, guest room.
It seems like the adult...
It's mom's new hobby room.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had hobbies. Right. I took up knitting.
And no grown man or woman wants to be in an environment that is on the same floor level sleeping as their parents. Therefore, the basement area or whatever is the equivalent of that basically becomes yours. That's where you kind of take over. We all in agreement that that's the way it pretty well shakes out.
Well, your parents don't want you on the same floor either. I mean, if you have to move back in with their ass... They still want you as far away. Like, we will share the kitchen. We might have to share a bathroom. Yeah. But wherever you sleep, I want it to be as far away from where
I'm just assuming your house has a basement.
That's true.
Right. No. Hey, maybe,
you
mom,
know your parents' house.
Not in your case, Stephen. Maybe your mom cooks. Maybe there's advantages.
No, my mom cooks. She just shouldn't. She didn't let us die of starvation. Yeah. We just didn't want to eat because it was terrible.
You all have a different reason of why you want to live where you want to live in these scenarios. You know, if your mom and dad cook all the time, you have a great relationship with them. This is an easy decision for you. Now, the fourth decision, other than for 5 years of living with your ex in a tent or back with your parents, is maybe the most difficult choices you could make, and that would be 5 years you would live in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, we're not even poking fun at it. These are the hard facts.
These are the hard facts. Flint has had a hard time. You can't even shower with the water in Flint, Michigan. If you know anything that's going on there, there was a healthy 25-year-old kid, guy, adult, who, but to me, 25 years old, you're young, you have your life in front of you. He died based on the fact that he worked an industrial job, and he still lived with his parents, and he came home, and he showered, and he took long, hot showers every night to get the grease and get the grime off of his body, you know, lava soap type stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where he had one of those jobs. And it would get hot in there, and his mom said he just loved to be in there for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and, you know, maybe other things were going on. You never know.
You know they were.
But either
the guy his mom's, like, he liked hot showers.
The guy liked a long, hot shower.
It.
Based on the fumes, based on the steam and all that stuff, it led to a respiratory illness that ended up killing him almost immediately.
Come on, not his job. The water coming out of the shower.
This is the water coming out of the shower.
Right, not his job.
Now, you might think to yourself, how did this guy get lucky enough to get a job? So he did get a job
right.
in Flint, Michigan, which is a miracle in itself. You know what I mean? Like, this guy hit the S lottery for sure because, I mean, he's lucky. I mean, like, how many people in Flint have a job? He's one of them. But because of that,
about 62%.
But he's dead. You know what I mean? Because
right.
he has to shower when he gets home. Not only that, but Flint is a very depressed area.
It's terrible.
There's not a lot going on.
It's just a horrible place.
You have to remember that as far as your social life is concerned and all things surrounding anything you do, those options will be limited to Flint. Now, maybe you've been to Flint. You think it's a great place.
No, you don't. No, you haven't been to Flint.
There's your choice.
You have not been to Flint if you've been to Flint and you think this is a great place. You haven't been there. It is impossible for you to think that.
If you're single, if you're married with your family, your kids are going to need to go to school there. All of those things. You're going to have to buy bottled water, basically. You're going to have to figure out how to sterilize water so you can take a bath or a shower.
Yeah.
You cannot use the city water.
So I'd rather live in a tent.
So these are the options. For 5 years, our men's room poll, you're either going to live with your ex in a tent, you're going to live back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. Get to voting now. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we've got that for your poll. And in the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Ryan, sober?
No.
Are you driving?
Are you driving, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to let you go.
What are you doing?
See you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's just as easy enough.
Why would you do that?
Jackass! Come on!
Come on, man.
Don't do that. Pull over right now. God almighty. Let's try this again and start all over. The game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Austin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Austin. Welcome to the show.
You might even be lying, and if you are, I appreciate it.
God almighty. All right, Austin, our men's room poll. For 5 years, you have to live either with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. Where are you going?
Tent.
Tent it is.
I'm right there with you, man.
Okay.
100%. I know it's ridiculous, but to me, there is no question. Like, Flint is off the map entirely. I've been homeless for a while, and at that time, I could have lived with my parents, so that decision's already been made. And the ex, no way. I mean, it's just, I don't want to live in a tent. But if those are my options,
those are the options.
I don't even give that a thought. All right, here is your question. Let's talk nursery rhymes. In The Farmer in the Dell, what does the child take? See, everyone's singing to themselves. I realize I only knew the first two lines, which are the exact
same
words.
Yep.
The farmer and the dad.
I have no idea. Never heard of
him. In the nursery rhyme, The Farmer and the Dell, the child takes Ritalin. I'm kidding. The child takes a nurse.
Oh,
that's terrifying. I don't know how the nursery rhyme goes. And just like most people, I got through the first two lines and realized I have no idea. Why does a child take a nurse? I just want to understand.
It makes you sniffle a lot, doesn't it?
What's that?
Ritalin.
I don't know. I'd have to know someone who takes Ritalin. All right, your next question. What was the name of Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee? He used to dress like him. He'd take him around everywhere.
He had a painting of him in his home.
Did he have a painting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He had, like, the British kind of royal...
Are you serious? Like the Napoleon-looking stuff with all the crap on your shoulders?
Right, exactly.
Of his chimpanzee.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
Austin, do you know the answer?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Bubbles.
It is Bubbles. If you went to Michael Jackson's house and you said a bubble bath, it meant something entirely different.
And for those of you who care, Bubbles is alive and kicking. He is at an animal sanctuary in Florida.
And he's the only chimp there that can moonwalk.
By the way, update on The Farmer in the Dell.
Yeah.
In the Dell. So, everybody's taking something. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know the thing.
That's the thing. They're all taking stuff. The wife took the child takes the nurse takes the cow. It goes all the way down the list, and then it gets to the mouse takes the cheese, and then the next one is...
That means the mouse made money. It's Mickey Mouse.
The cheese stands alone.
The cheese stands alone.
Man. Nobody gets... No, right.
The cheese stands alone.
So all those people die, is what you're saying.
I don't know. It's very
Why
weird.
Why are all nursery rhymes so messed up, man?
Yeah, because everything
this
else...
This is about the
plague. It continues, and then it just goes, the cheese stands alone.
Well, I just learned something about the farmer and the dough. All right, by the way, to answer a question that came in, it says, Thrill, what are you eating? I'm sorry, I was sucking chocolate chips out of my teeth from my my Starbucks drink. I didn't realize there were so many in it. All right, question number three.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Look, I went to Starbucks today, as I do at least three times out of the week, right? And I go to get my usual Frappuccino, the venti whatever. It's just sweet. It is made of fat. It is high caloric, right? So today, they were very kind and said, well, We're not going to charge you. We want you to try one of the, what is it, secret menu, hidden menu, whatever. I don't know what it's called. Chick made it for me. It is absolutely delicious. But there's lots of chocolate chips in it.
You got a free banana. What are you bitching about?
I got a free lettuce wrap yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you got a free banana.
It's funny. He's drinking a drink that's got chocolate chips in it.
Yeah. It's me, man. All right, your next question.
I think you got the raw end of the deal. Clean banana. And
but you're healthy.
Yeah, I know.
What number does
she smuggled that banana, though.
What Happy number first. Does the Roman numeral LXXX represent? One L, three X's. I just picture Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah, 45?
580. 80. I never really got that.
All right, hold on the line there for us.
Austin, yeah, hold the line. We'll get back with question number four and more of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Big Dummy is the game. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. We've got Austin on the line.
No,
Austin
we don't.
Is gone.
He hung up, man.
Oh, no way. Get out of here. Well, we did have a text saying that if it was the Austin they think it is, it might take a while. So maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I won't say the last name, but just said, if this is Austin blank, quote, y'all going to be playing
right,
for a while.
All right, let's get a brand new contestant for the game known as Big Dummy.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Chris.
Hola. Chris, playing for Team Sober today.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. Chris, men's room poll. For 5 years, you need to live either with your ex in a tent, back at home with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What are you picking?
I have to move back in with my parents.
And where do your parents live?
They live out in Lake Bay, which is about Cascade Harbor.
All right. And where would you stay? Would you stay in the basement?
They have an attic. They added on a part to their house. I'd probably just stay out there.
All right, let me ask you this. Which one of your parents would drive you crazier, your mother or your father?
probably my dad, because I'm just like him. So.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah, the one you're like is the one that annoys you.
Sure, we're sure your mom will be happy to see you then. Yeah, one more.
All right, here is your question. Your question is, what state is home to the Catskill Mountains? Do you think they're saying cat skills mountains? Like, man, that cat's got mad skills. Or cats kill mountains. Like, don't go to those mountains.
I think cats kill.
I agree with cats kill mountains.
But I think it's where you bury bodies.
What, cats kill mountains?
You could.
Well, yeah.
But I'm just going to throw Montana?
New York.
I don't know.
It is, in fact, New York City.
I just assume because it's New York that some gangsters have buried bodies in Catskills.
They're going to whack you tonight for saying that. All right, here's your next question. How many chromosomes does the average human have in each cell?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
26?
46.
46.
I'm not saying you don't have 26, but I'm saying the average person. I don't know what happens if you have too many or too little. All right, your question. What is the common name for coagulated soy milk pressed into blocks?
Pressed into blocks?
Mm-hmm. Vegetarians use this as a substitute a lot.
Oh, tofu.
Very good.
Tofu, okay. Also a really weak martial art.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
You don't come, I know tofu, fool.
By the way, an update from Twitter, Ryan reached out. He said he was just trying to make a joke that he's high on life.
Is that the guy who said he was high but driving?
Like, I asked him if he was sober or not sober, and he said not sober.
Right, and then he went, I think he was trying to make a joke. we cut him off.
Oh, well, look, man, if you tell us that you are not sober and you are driving at the same time, we will stop talking.
We hang up on you.
Right. We're not being mean. Right. We're not going to be a part of it.
So he said he's 10 minutes from home. He'll be not sober for real soon.
Okay.
Well, the call back then.
Right.
When you're legitimately not sober and not driving. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
Dummy. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I am team sober for now.
All right, Sean. Welcome to the show. Sean, our men's room poll for 5 years, you must pick one of these places to live. Will it be with your ex, in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan?
I got to go with my parents.
Your parents. All right. Good relationship with your mom and dad?
Great relationship, but they go on vacations all the time.
Oh, so you basically have the house to yourself.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, then, hell, I'm taking your parents' house, too.
That's the right pick.
Sign me up for Sean's parents. All right. All right, Sean, here is your question. What U.S. president declared, ironically enough, the ballot is stronger than the bullet?
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Sean.
That was really quick.
Tell your parents I'll be there. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Of all the people, the ballot is stronger than the bullet.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Nathan, sober, not sober?
Unfortunately, I am sober.
That's all right. Okay, Nathan, men's room poll. For 5 years, you either live with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What do you take?
I think I'm going to have to go with tent.
You're going to live in a tent?
All right, welcome to my tent city.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not staying at Sean's house, I will be in my own tent
city. Where the grass is green and the girls are pretty, I believe, is the way the rest of that goes.
It's a little different for the tent city.
Is it?
The grass ain't so green and the girls, I believe, it's gritty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like the mascot.
Yes.
Same beards.
They look like the gritty mascot. Hey, hang on the line there for us, Nathan. We'll get to you on the other side.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play the game known as Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. We've got more of Big Dummy coming up in seconds. And coming up on the program, comedian Tom Green joins us.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.